When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Zach Walther chose vocals as his instrument early in life and grew up singing in the school choir, but it was his father's old nylon-stringed classical guitar that opened up a whole new world of possibilities. Zach has been pursuing life as a full-time musician ever since, and in this edition of Americana Music Profiles, we talk about his latest CD, The Westerner.
Hi, Zach. Welcome to the podcast this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to chat with us. We were talking off air a few minutes ago about all of the things you've got going on, and some cool things that I think definitely want to chat about. If we can back up just a couple minutes and tell me about yourself.
Sure.
and how you got started in this life of music. I read in some of the press notes that you kind of accidentally majored in music and voice, and maybe wasn't your original intention.
Well, I wasn't actually a vocal student since the sixth grade, when they actually give you the options of, are you going to do band, choir, or arts as your elective. And so I picked my friend, actually, or my best friend, said, hey, my brother's in the choir, we should do that. And I said, okay, let's do that.
Okay.
And so I was in it ever since. I competed in Texas. We have a thing called UIL, which is your schools compete against other schools and individual, and then you go through and become, if you get enough, you get to be a member of the state choir. And I was pretty active in competing when I was a freshman, sophomore in high school, and then I kind of got into other things like acting and sports, and so I was involved in a lot of stuff. But singing was always a something I did, and it wasn't until I was probably a sophomore in high school that I started playing in a band with my friends, and became sort of enamored with that lifestyle and very passionate about playing in and have ever since. So, and then when I went to college, a university in San Marcos, Texas, called Southwest Texas State University, which is now Texas State University. And they have a program there called the Sound Recording Technology, SRT, which is your engineering for recording.
Yeah.
In recording studios. So that is in the music program. So I had to have an instrument of study. So my instrument of study was voice.
Okay.
And so I was actually classically trained officially in the university there, and I didn't really want to sing classically. I mean, I don't find that as being a very prosperous career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rock and roll and country bands seem to make a lot more money than I don't know. You know, as an opera singer, I don't know what that entails.
Yeah.
I never chose that path, but. So, yeah, I mean, I've always played in bands all the way through college, during my training, vocal training and stuff like that. So I've made records since about 2001, and then, you know, they weren't very good back then, but the records have gotten better each time, and I'm really proud of where we're at today and releasing The Westerner, which is our new record that comes out October 25th.
Have you always found a way to be a professional musician or in the music industry, or were there other things that you've done along the way?
No. I mean, if I didn't have to have a real job or a part-time job, that was the goal. Was
yeah.
Music
okay.
full-time. And you know, and when you're young, and in your early 20s, when you're in college and you're starting a band, starting to tour, as we were, you know, you can sacrifice low-paying gigs and driving all into the night to get to a gig because you're young. And
sure.
You're willing to do it. You know, it's not until I got married in 2010, and our first child was born in 2010. So it was when the responsibility sort of changed is when it was kind of like, it's time to buckle down and make this a serious go. And I make, you know, if I don't want to do anything else, which I don't ever plan to, but
sure.
The idea is that, you know, you've got to adapt and sort of streamline your business and be very business savvy in order to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
And to, because it's such a competitive field.
Right.
I mean, there's
yeah.
so many bands out there. And, you know, in Texas, when we started, it was kind of like, if you can pick up a guitar and play three chords, guess what? You can be a singer-songwriter.
Yeah,
and,
right.
and sing songs about Texas and floating down the river. So it was easy in that sense. And drinking beer, and, you know, it's fun, which to me sort of maybe led to the predecessor to what country music is now, you know, this very simplified, dumbed down songwriting
right.
about music, you know, about people's like party atmosphere and
right,
things
yeah.
like that, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm at the age now that to me it doesn't interest me to listen to songs like that. I'm a little more of a lyricist now, and I've worked with a lot of songwriters over the last couple of years that, you know, have really helped me become a much better songwriter, and it shows on these last couple of albums I've done. So,
are you writing all of the material on the albums that you're writing?
On this album, I was a writer or co-writer on all but one. We actually needed one more song, and we were playing Hold On, I'm Coming, the Sam and Dave tune.
Yeah.
We were playing that in our live show, and I said, man, this would actually fit really well into this record because it's a lot more in the vein of blues or country blues and soul. And I, you know, my writing has changed because I'm listening to more of that. And it's in a blues environment, I think this is the direction or the path that I was sort of set or supposed to be on. I mean, I'm more passionate and more soulful in my singing than I ever have. And in the delivery of where we record these songs and perform them live. So
mm-hmm.
There's much more so than there used to be for me. I mean, it used to be just sort of, here's your GCD chord, and here's your song and that sort of thing. And now it's sort of evolved into more of a soulful ballad, or not ballad, but blues. In fact, there's one ballad on this record. So,
okay.
it's,
yeah.
You know, it's everything is kind of up-tempo, driving, but with that beat in the background that really kind of can, you know, doesn't matter if you're driving in your car or at a club or a venue, that, you know, it's gonna make you move your body or tap your foot.
Sure,
something
yeah,
like that.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're writing your songs, are they every writer has a different kind of approach to it? I'm always fascinated by the different methods that artists employ to get their music. For you, is it more of a organic process, or do you schedule where you sit down and focus on, okay, I need to write some new music?
Well, the, you know, ideas come organically. I'm one of those songwriters who will have a list of hooks or ideas or songs or
right, okay,
or maybe like the beginning of a song that I sort of, that comes from some conversation I'm having or a movie I'm watching, And I write them down on my phone and my notes, and then I will sit down. And with this record particularly, I was a lot more disciplined in, I've got to write this record and finish this record, because we already started recording it, and I was like, I've got songs I have to finish. So I was much more disciplined and treated it like a job, which is the way I'm going to do it from here on out, which is go in at 9 o'clock in the morning, get your cup of coffee and drink, and then sit at the piano and work these songs out, you know, or just try to write with somebody. And that's really what helps, is like just scheduling co-writing sessions with people and, you know, having songs already started, finishing those songs, or starting new songs that they have, you know. So it's been, I was never a big co-writer kind of guy for many years, for probably the first 10 or 12 years of my songwriting career. And it's only been into the last, you know, 5 or so years that I started co-writing.
Okay.
And it's a necessity, because it plugs in the codes of the DNA that are missing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, like that scene in Jurassic Park, I've got something here that I think is great, I can't finish it, and then somebody comes in and is like, oh, here it is, and then it's great. You
know? Yeah, right, yeah.
And that's the beauty of co-writing.
Sure, yeah. So when you're taking the music out, what does the schedule look like for you? How often are you playing out? Do you play out with a band? Is it solo? What does that look like?
Yeah, so nine times out of 10, it's band shows. We average between 15 and 18 dates a month.
Okay.
And we as of right now, we tour mostly Texas. We're family men, you know, married and have kids, or have kids on the way. Our bass player is expecting his first child. And so we do mostly Texas dates. And, you know, Texas is a great state that affords musicians the luxury of not having to drive that far. You know,
Big
enough that we could drive 4 hours and be in a market, and then drive another 2 hours and be in a completely different market. So, you know, it's great in that aspect. But, you know, we do get out to Texas, and I expect to be out of Texas a lot with this new record, because we're promoting it in the Americana genre, or Americana charts.
Right. Okay.
And the whole idea is that that is a chart that is nationwide. And
right.
We're trying to enlarge in our audience and take the next step of this record, for sure.
And the new record is called The Westerner. It's out now or coming out?
It drops October 25th.
Okay, so just a month or so away, right?
Mm-hmm.
And tell me a little bit about that. How is that different from your other music, or is it?
Well, again, it's a lot of that stems from I don't want to drop his name, but very much or if at all. But I've sort of been mentored by Rodney Crowell over the last decade or so.
Okay,
writing and recording and working with him, and hope to be doing the next record with him as in the producer's chair. But that's sort of been a goal for a couple of years now.
Yeah, cool.
To the point where it may happen, but you know, as far as the process in this, it was kind of, we wrote, had a few songs, recorded them, and then had some other ideas for songs, recorded those, and then finished them. And it was a long process. It took us over a year and a half to finish the record. A lot of that was because my drummer and his wife had twins this about 6 months ago. We were turning. He bought a studio or a house to put a new studio in. That took about a year to get that house finished and redone. And so there were a lot of things that kind of slowed that process down.
Yeah.
And touring so much, you know, it's tough to go out and play music for a living and then come home and want to, like, pick up your guitar on Sunday and start writing.
Sure, yeah.
You know, you gotta have some downtime,
but
and some family time, for sure. But, you know, because of working with Rodney, his one major influence that I could sort of pinpoint was a discussion I had years and years ago was he's like, after a day of recording his songs in his studio out in Nashville, we're sitting around the dinner table, and he tells me that I'm a great singer, but his advice to me would be to go home and listen to Ray Charles and Otis Redding and R&B singers of that 60s and 70s era, because I'm not delivering. I need to listen to how they deliver the lyric.
Okay.
And that meaning, you know, country music, especially music today, and what he's trying to groom me for is to not be what country music is today, but be better than that, and be like your Chris Stapletons and your Jason Isbells and things like that.
Yeah,
that it's the delivery of the song is what's really lacking in country music. It's not on the beat; it's after the beat.
Right, right. Yeah.
And I didn't understand that at the time, but over time, I listened, I did my homework, and then I sent him some songs that I wrote a few months later, and he goes, well, my boy, you listened to what I said, congratulations, you're there, you know, and just keep going.
So
in a sense, the Westerner is a foothold or is definitely a different path for me, in the sense that I'm not trying to alienate the fans that I have had on the record before. I'm just as an artist, you always change. We change for the better, and in my opinion, you know, it's always a change, whether or not the fans want that. But you know, the idea is that we're still trying to go and have a record that actually would broadcast over the airways and create more fans over the nation. And in a sense that it's not, we're trying to not be so regionalized in Texas. We're trying to be more than that and go outward from Texas and show who we are, because we are from Texas and what we sing and play and write. But in a sense that, you know, I think it can transcend multiple genres and creates that appreciation for what we've done.
You were telling me earlier that you are going to get to do this. What I feel like is a really cool thing is this kind of a tribute show to George Thorogood's music using George Thorogood's band.
It's just a hectic time right now, it was a neat thing. We actually signed on to do this. I got his band's degree, or most of his band. I think it's about 2/3 of his band that's going to be there. Some of them just don't want to. They just kind of like to be home and don't do other things. They don't play music in their off time. But a lot of them like to just play and love to play music, which is great for people like me, because then I can call them and say, would you be interested in doing the show? And I would say it's like 8 months ago we agreed to do this, and it's at this downtown old historic theater here in New Braunfels, Texas. And we're going to play a whole show of nothing but George Strait. And when I say George Strait, it's the George Strait songs that I grew up on, which started from 1981 till about Pure Country when that movie came out in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's most of his older stuff, because that was a lot of what I listened to growing up, and stuff that I'm most familiar with. And so we've got this show, and we're doing 22 songs or something like that, and which is not that bad, but when you've got your own, when you've got a record that's about to come out that, let's just say, country, blues, that sort of thing, soulful, and you're pushing that and you're working on that, and to like completely turn the page in 1 week and have to perform and sing, try to sing, sound like George Strait and sing these songs that are completely different and not my own. So
Right.
It is a challenge in that aspect, but I'm really looking forward to it because, A, I mean, it's the King's band and the King of country music and the best band in country music as far as I'm concerned. These guys are coming in and excited to do it. And
that's so awesome. That's cool. That's cool. And you've got a tribute or an honor, a show that you're doing in honor of a lost daughter too, correct? That's all going on as well?
Yes. Well, the other thing, that's actually this Sunday. I don't know when this is going to air or be publicized, but this Sunday, it's always the Sunday following Labor Day, we do the Lemonade Block Party, the foundation that my wife and I started called Lemonade. What we do is we raise money through an event, a music festival, a concert that we do here in New Braunfels where we live, and we raise money to help families that have a child with a long-term illness that are struggling to pay bills and things like that. So we assist them financially with the money that we raised from this concert.
Okay.
And this year we have Radney Foster headlining. Last year we had Rodney Crowell.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It's a fun thing. So we have a carnival for the kids and so a lot goes into that. I mean, it's a 6-month process to put on something like this. And when you have a normal job and then you got a nonprofit that you're running and not getting paid for it's a very time consuming itself too.
Yeah.
So that's this Sunday. The following Thursday is the George Strait tribute, and then plus all the touring that we do, and then the record comes out in October.
Yeah,
it's just a real busy time. But as a musician, you always want to be busy.
Sure, yeah,
it's
right.
Something that we strive to be because, we're heading the right direction, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So the new record comes out October, I think you said 23rd, and 25th. Okay. So where can folks pre-order or find your other music or get in touch and check out your tour schedule?
Yes, pre-order on our website or TuneCore, which would be Spotify or iTunes, downloads. But if you do, there will be you can actually pre-order the record probably through our website. There'll be a link, which is ZachWalterBand.com, and that's spelled ZACKWALTHERBAND.com.
Okay.
Which, and let's just go ahead and set the record straight. It's Zach Walter, but with an H in Walter. So the Walter.
So it is pronounced Walter, just spelled differently.
That's just the Texas German.
Gotcha.
In me. That's the way my father pronounced it and his father before. So it's a German thing.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Zach. It's been fun getting a chance to talk to you and hearing I wish you the best for it.
It's exciting times, and we appreciate everything that you do and that you guys do to help keep us busy and help letting people know about what we're doing, man. It's an honor to be on your show.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com. Code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.